swung repeatedly between researchers who see Neanderthals as cognitively inferior to H. sapiens and those who see them as our mental equals. Now, a rash of new discoveries is fanning the debate. Some fossil and ancient DNA analyses seem to suggest that Neanderthal brains were indeed different and less capable than those of H. sapiens. Yet, mounting archaeological evidence indicates that Neanderthals behaved in many of the same ways that their anatomically modern contemporaries did. As scientists advance into the Neanderthal mind, the mystery of why our closest relatives went extinct after reigning for hundreds of thousands of years is deepening. The race is on to solve this extinction riddle. Such insight will help reveal what it was that distinguished our kind from the rest of the human family and set anatomically modern humans on the path to becoming the enormously successful species we are today. Paleoanthropologists have long sought clues to Neanderthal cognition in the fossilized skulls they left behind. By studying casts of the interior of the brain case, researchers can reconstruct the external form of an extinct human's brain, which reveals the overall size as well as the shape of certain of its regions. But those analyses have failed to turn up much in the way of clear-cut differences between Neanderthal brains and those of H. sapiens. Some experts think Neanderthals were just another population of H. sapiens. This article treats the two groups as different human species, albeit very closely related. Neanderthal brains were a little flatter than ours, but they were just as big. Indeed, in many cases, they were larger, explains paleoneurologist Ralph Holloway of Columbia University. And their frontal lobes, which govern problem-solving, among other tasks, were almost identical to those of H. sapiens, judging from the impression they left on the inside of the brain case. That impression does not reveal the internal extent or structure of those key brain regions, however. Endocasts are the most direct evidence of brain evolution, but they're extremely limited in terms of giving you solid information about behavior, Holloway admits. In a widely publicized study in 2013, Yulinid Pierce of the University of Oxford and her colleagues purportedly got around some of the limitations of endocasts and provided a way of estimating the size of internal brain cases. The team used eye socket size as a proxy for the size of the visual cortex, which is the brain region that processes visual signals. They found that the Neanderthal skulls they measured had significantly larger eye sockets than modern humans have, the better for coping with the lower light levels available in their high-latitude homes, according to one theory, and thus larger visual cortices. With more real estate dedicated to processing visual information, Neanderthals would have had less neural tissue left over for other brain regions, including the ones that help us maintain extensive social networks which can buffer against hard times, the researchers argued. Holloway's not convinced. His own endocast work indicates that there's no way to delineate and measure the visual cortex, and Neanderthal faces are larger than those of anatomically modern humans, which might explain their larger eye sockets. Moreover, people today are hugely variable in the proportion of visual cortex they have relative to other brain regions, he observes, and this anatomical variability does not appear to correspond to differences in behavior. Other fossil analyses have yielded similarly equivocal signals about the Neanderthal mind. Studies of limb asymmetry and wear marks on tools as well as on the teeth, from using them to grasp items such as animal hides during processing, indicate that Neanderthals were as right-handed as we modern humans are. A strong tendency toward favoring the right hand is one of the traits that distinguishes H. sapiens from chimpanzees and corresponds to asymmetries in the brain that are believed to be related to language, a key component of modern human behavior. Yet studies of skull shape in Neanderthal specimens representing a range of developmental stages indicate that the Neanderthals attained their large brain size through a different developmental pathway than that of H. sapiens. Although Neanderthals